Hello?
Hello,
Hello?
hi, my name is Mario from Opinion Research. Today we're calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County.
Okay.
Am I speaking with Mario?
No, this is
Can
not
you hear me?
Mario. This is Jacob.
Okay. Jacob, are you registered to vote here in Kern County?
Yeah, I'm registered. Yeah,
Okay.
I'm here in Kern County.
Okay. Would you prefer to take this survey in English or Spanish, or continue
English. Yeah, English. I wish I could do it in Spanish.
Okay. Well, me and I could either one, whichever is more convenient to you.
No, I don't know Spanish. That's all I was saying.
Oh,
English is
okay.
the only one I know. Yeah, no.
Thank you. All right. Now I know it's a long ways off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other office on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or don't,
Voting
or
for the general election or the county stuff you're talking about?
Election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely be voting.
Okay.
Blue across the board.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Okay. All right. And thinking about past election in Kern County, for local office, like county board or supervisors, do you always vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
It was like 50-50. I voted, and there's been times I skip it. So I would say 50-50.
Okay. So, would you say vote most of the time, or only vote
Since I was
some of the time?
18, I always voted for the president, vice president, from the top down. I always did the general election. I've done that every 4 years since I was 18. I'm 30 now. But
Okay.
county stuff, local stuff, it's been hit and miss.
Okay, so only vote some of the time, or
Some of the
vote.
time, yeah. I guess in general it'd be I vote most of the time. Some of the time, yes, 50-50.
Okay.
It's
Thank
always
you.
been, I always vote for the president.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
As far as what?
Just things in general in Kern County.
Well, Kern County is kind of a special place as far as California, because California is a heavy blue state and Kern County is like a heavy red. It's like the opposite in Kern County with the rest of California. And it's always been that way. It's always been like the opposite of the rest of the state for whatever reason. I don't know what that's all about. So, Kern County for sure is in the wrong direction.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I'd
Okay.
like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So would you, Gavin Newsom, would you say
Good
you're,
guy. I agree. I approve.
okay, would you say very
Okay.
favorable, somewhat favorable?
Very favorable. Sorry, yeah, very favorable.
Okay. Kim Salas.
Solace, somewhat.
Okay, somewhat favorable or unfavorable?
Yeah.
Which one, favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, 100% ass clown. Unfavorable. As unfavorable as you can get.
Okay, okay. Kamala Harris.
Completely favorable. Love her.
Okay. Okay. Very favorable.
Yes, very.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Leticia Perez.
Leticia, a favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. And would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
I would say good. She's doing a good job.
Okay.
Huh.
Okay.
Get in there. Go.
Okay. Overall, do you think county supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
You know, I'm kind of undecided on that. I don't know necessarily the other options that we have.
Okay, okay. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump or Democrat?
Mm-hmm. It would be Democrat. It would be Kamala and Walz.
Okay, okay. Okay, and if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, and Leticia, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Attorney Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
Yeah, I'm not decided on that one yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
Let's say Leticia. I'm really not sure on that one, but we'll go ahead and go with Leticia. That she's already in there.
Okay. Okay. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. So out of all the ones I'm going to read you, the most issue, which one is of these issues is most important to you?
Okay.
And to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. Okay, we have housing cost, crime, climate change, jobs and economy, roads and traffic, county taxes, homelessness. Which one do you feel is
okay? I would say house cost. The cost of housing, the cost of living is ridiculous.
Okay. Okay. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether it is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. Okay. First statement, streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up. Do you feel very convincing, somewhat convincing, little convincing, not at all convincing?
I mean, the condition, it depends on what side of town she's talking about. It's, you go to Rosedale, I would believe her. You go to the east side, and she's full of shit. So, I would say it's not that convincing.
Okay. Not that convincing. Okay. A little convincing? You said somewhat convincing? Or
I mean, it's somewhat. You know, I like to take her for a word, but it's like, you know, if I'm basing on the conditions as of now, it's pretty shitty, you know, so. You know, I haven't seen the proof in the pudding, you know, but I would like to believe what she's saying, you know, but I would have to see it. I don't see it, especially on the side of town I live on.
Okay. Sala says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that the law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhoods safe. Do you feel very convincing, somewhat convincing, little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all. I don't think police are the answer. More policing, more funding for the police. I mean, if crime is up, they, you know, what have they done with the money they got so far? You know, but, yeah, not convincing.
Okay. All right. Next statement. Osalis wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts.
I like that idea.
Okay. So very convincing, somewhat convincing, little convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Sellers will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. How do you feel?
I think that sounds great. Give them a way to get off the street, not just, you know, kick them out of where they live.
Okay. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, or little convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay. Silas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says each Bakersfield has been neglected. I'm sorry. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long, and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repairs, and parks and recreations. Do you feel very convinced?
Is Solis a Republican or Democrat?
Let me see here. I couldn't say. We're not allowed to, you know, kind of influence the.
I was just wondering. It was just kind of changed, like, you know, if it was blue, if it was somebody coming from the blue side, I would think they were telling the truth. And maybe that's just biased to me, but, you know, what I've seen since my time of voting is the people on the Democratic side actually do things for the people on the bottom. Tax cuts, child tax credits, the spending check, the whatever, you know, it's unions, pay wage, you know, they fight for the people that need it, you know, not tax cuts for rich. And so somebody's telling me they're helping the homeless or wanting to help drug addiction, and is this a Republican or Democrat? That's why I was asking. But go ahead, proceed.
Okay. So Silas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long, and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repairs, and park and recreations. Do you feel very convincing, somewhat convincing, little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Now, by going back at a race here, just recapping here, Silas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community service to stop drug abuse before it starts. What was your answer there? Very convincing?
Very convincing, yeah. Very convincing.
Okay. Sala says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our streets safe. What was your answer there? Not at all convincing? Little convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Streets and roads in Kern County are in bad state. Silas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights work, and that trash and graffiti is cleaned up. Do you feel very convincing, somewhat convincing, little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you. All right, next question. After hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Kim Silas, Assembly Member, District Attorney, and Letitia Paris, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Silas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Letitia Paris, County Supervisor?
I'm going to say Letitia.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements about Letitia Paris. For
okay.
each one, please tell me whether that statement is accurate, raises serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Letitia Paris for County Supervisor. Okay, first
right.
statement reads, Paris pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a County Supervisor. She pled, she paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. Do you feel very serious doubts? Serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
And what was the charge? I'm sorry, I missed the charge. What was the...
She pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor.
That sounds like, I mean, I'm not a legal terminology expert, but it sounds so minuscule. It sounds like a conflict of interest. What is that, a misdemeanor? What is that? It sounds like a nothing. That gives me minor. It gives me, I wonder what the motives of charging her for that was for. Because I remember a few years ago, her husband is in the weed industry, and he's like a consultant, and she was trying to get weed legalized and voted towards it being legalized, and they tried to get her kicked off for her husband being in the weed industry, and it was like they were just, but Kern County has been against weed, so they were against Letitia. So that's why I remember Letitia was one of the good ones, and they were trying to get her out of there because she was, So yeah, to answer your question, it's a minor, if anything, it doesn't concern me.
Okay. So would you say, minor doubts or no real doubts?
I would say, minor doubts. I mean, it is something,
okay.
You know, I'm not going to just completely write it off. I don't know, but it's minor though. It doesn't sound like something serious.
Okay. As County Supervisor Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. How do you feel? Very serious doubts, minor doubts, no real doubts.
That's a very serious doubt. Yeah, that's a very, I mean, number one in the whole California. That's a stat right there. The number one murder rate is Bakersfield.
No, it says it has risen and has the highest.
Yeah, it has the highest.
All, mm-hmm, the
California.
Highest.
Wow. Kern County.
California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, yeah, that's a big deal concern.
Okay. Okay. Very serious doubts, correct?
Very serious doubts.
Okay. Okay. Paris does not show up for work in her last two terms. She missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. How do you feel? Very serious doubts?
That's very, very serious doubts. Yeah, that's another one. That's a,
okay.
What are you doing? What the fuck? Yeah,
okay.
What's going on?
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what?
I would say Democrat.
Okay. Do you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Yeah, I don't think I'm too extreme. I mean, there's good things I hear from the other side, you know, like I'm a pretty neutral guy, but I feel like I lean left. So, yeah.
Okay, strong or not strong?
Strong as what? As far as what? Yeah, I mean,
do you call,
I believe
do
in
you
what
call
I believe in. Yeah, a strong Democrat, I would say a moderate Democrat. I don't know what strong means. I don't know the difference between strong and a not strong Democrat, you know, but definitely lean left.
Okay, but your opinion, do you see it strong or not strong Democrat? Do you feel yourself being?
I would say what I believe in as far as Democrat is strong, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I would say I'm pretty liberal.
Okay. Very liberal or somewhat?
Let's go with very. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say somewhat. Okay. That sounds like you're selling it short.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2011.
Okay.
High
school. Grade
high school.
Okay.
12th. I that's when I graduated.
Okay. High school graduate or 11th, 12th grade? What's your last year?
Yeah, I graduated. No, I graduated high school at the diploma.
All right. In what year were you born?
1993.
Okay. And are you or anyone in the household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, we're white.
Okay.
My daughter, she's half Mexican. She said her mom is Mexican. She said her mom is, yeah.
Okay.
Her dad's from Mexico.
So are you or anyone in the household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
My daughter is 50% Hispanic.
Okay. So a house.
Me and my mom, my dad, we're white.
Okay,
Western
so you
European.
Consider yourself to be white. Okay.
Yeah, white. I don't know who you are. It's white.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name? You said it was Jacob, correct?
Jacob. Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right. That concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, you have
Thanks,
a great
man.
Night. Thank you.
You too. Take it easy, man.
You too.